So what if he has a bigger paycheck and a better car and a nicer house? None of that matters, because I've got...
Another Your Own Pay podcast. Listening to us live on Audio Boom. If you want to get instant updates in regards to when we post new audio messages and top secret marketing tips in 2015, then you need to visit us online at yourownpay.com in order to subscribe to our updates.
Drop what you're doing. Grab a pen to take notes and listen up. The Your Own Pay podcast is starting in 3, 2, 1. And now, the guy who is blogging to the top, your host, Michael Babcock.
Hey everyone, it is Michael Babcock here. Hope you are doing amazing. I know I messed up that intro a little bit, but hey, I'm working with Boss Jock. I'm recording some things and I'm trying to get you guys some awesome material for Audio Boom. As I said in the intro, if you want to go ahead and connect with us, go ahead and visit us online at yourownpay.com. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you what I find to be a very awesome backup solution. It's called Got Backup. It's not available to the general public right now. It's in beta, but I can show you some of the functionality of this program before it does come out. There is a monthly subscription fee. It does come with, at this time, a 7-day free trial, well, $1 trial. But they are talking about expanding that to a 30-day trial for those who want to try it out. For 512 gigabytes of backup space, it gets $8.95 a month. And then if you decide, that's if you pay for it monthly. If you decide to pay for it annually, it's going to be $7.95. They also offer a couple of other plans that will be available. And definitely stay tuned to the Your Own Pay blog and to this Audio Boom for updates. Now, when you first get the software to install, I hear this part is very accessible on OS X, but on Windows using Windows 8 and JAWS 16, I ran into an issue when it came up to the selecting what files I wanted to back up when I was using the backup wizard in Windows. So here's what I decided to do. If you just go ahead and hit next and then hit finish, it doesn't select any folders to back up. And then you can go and find what folders you want to back up by simply browsing for them in Windows Explorer. When you find something you want to back up, for example, my music folder, all you need to do is simply hit Shift F10 on this folder.
Context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, open.
And then we're going to go down.
Got backup submenu G.
To got backup. I'm going to press return.
Backup with got backup, backup B.
Backup with got backup, backup. We're going to press return one more time.
Leaving menus.
This puts us on a window that we need to hit tab on. And hit tab again.
OK button.
To the OK button. I'm going to go ahead and press spacebar.
Cancel button to activate, press spacebar, memory, items, view, multi-select, list box, music.
Now my music folder is being backed up automatically. I'm going to go ahead and show you how to verify that.
Title is memory, desktop, folder, start, taskbar, toolbar, got backup, and power info, blendedicklet.com button to activate.
We're going to press spacebar on this.
Context menu, logout,
and down arrow.
Status, as pause, transfer, got backup is synchronizing with the server, unavailable, G.
That tells me that it is currently backing up. So that is how simple it is to set up a backup with Got Backup and be able to add files to this. Stay tuned once again to the blog so that way you can be notified of updates that are coming in relation to the Got Backup service.
Thanks for listening. This has been Michael Babcock, the guy who is blogging to the top.
Blogging to the top.
The previous audio was a Your Own Pay production. Connect with us for show notes and leave your comments on our blogs. Connect with us. We are on Twitter.
Want to stalk us?
Follow at PayOwn. Remember, it's your own pay. Do what you want with it.